name is Gabby. We're here at Coda Cross with Rocio and Catherine. They are daily goers of the Every Wednesday Hack Night that is sponsored by Code for San Francisco. So what are you guys working on today?
So we are working on a project called Impact Gov. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to measure the social impact of the San Francisco budget and come up with ways to reallocate the budget so that we produce more optimal resources for the government and provide them with actionable insights.
Okay, so can you kind of tell me how is your project beneficial to the people, I guess, of San Francisco?
Yeah, so when we think about services for the people, a lot of times we think about nonprofits that go out and volunteers that go out, but what people don't always think about is where these nonprofits and government agencies actually get their money and what they're capable of doing with that money. So we think of services for the people as a systemic top-down view where money that's coming down and decisions that are being made by the government ultimately impact what resources are available to service the people.
Okay. So I feel like, you know, with every project there's a story, there's a way that it's come about, or somebody was like, yeah, I want to do this. So can you guys tell me what is the story behind how it became, the idea became, or, you know, how one of you guys got involved and stuff like that?
All right, so I'll tell the story for how the idea came about, and then Rocio can talk about her joining the team. So this was actually 2 years ago, and I lived in Chicago at that time, and I was just sitting in a Starbucks talking to a colleague about the economy and revenue and spend and how we can balance that. And a guy who was sitting across the table who I didn't know turned around and he said, hey, are you a teacher? And I said, no, I'm not a teacher. And he said, well, I work for the Board of Advisors for the City of Chicago. And there's a lot of people in the team who are policymakers, lawmakers, but they don't know a lot. They're not trained in economics and finance. And so we're looking for people to come in and guide them in that. And at that time, this was probably the first time the thought of budgeting for a city even occurred to my mind. So I said, you know, I don't think I'm qualified necessarily to consult for them, but what I think that the city needs is data that's available for analytics and data that can be actionable for the city. And he really liked that idea. He held on to it. He sent me a lot of San Francisco budget, Chicago budget data at the time, showing how property taxes are increasing, the fees for police and firearms are increasing, and he asked me to just think about what we can do to find solutions for that. And so at that time I started thinking about it, but I moved here to San Francisco and I joined Civic Hack Night, and I spoke to the people who worked for the city, and I realized that the budget data, the performance data was all available publicly online, and that the team here were really enthusiastic technologists who were ready to do the analytics on it, and so that's why we started Impact Gov.
Okay, so how did you get involved?
So I started going to the hack nights around the same time as Catherine, and I was interested in it primarily because I wanted to find a way to give back, but specifically like contribute my technical skills, since that's usually in short supply. And on the plus side too, there was a new data science team that's forming, and that's what I'm doing for a living these days, so I thought it would be a good way for me to develop my skills and contribute at the same time. And when Catherine pitched her project, it really struck a chord with me, and I thought it would be a really cool but challenging like project endeavor to take and try to like make sense of all this data, help them visualize it, provide what I can do to help, and I guess that's how I kind of got involved.